6 years after he published Roots Demystified, Sonoma County gardening guru Robert Corrick has returned to that subject in a new book that digs even deeper beneath the surface and literally shows us what's there.
So there's over 140 illustrations, ornamental trees, fruit trees, vegetables, grasslands, prairie lands, so that you can get a wide spectrum of what kind of roots there are in different plants.
And at least one ubiquitous weed.
The dandelion doesn't get more than 5-6 inches high, and the roots go down over 4 feet. So over and over again, what you see above ground has nothing to do with what's below ground.
But in most cases, says Corrick, especially for the plants we want to thrive, most of the action happens close below the surface of the ground.
The top 6 inches is absolutely critical to the life and health of the plant. The beneficial bacteria that help liberate nutrients, they live in the top 1 to 3 to 4 inches in great numbers, and you go down another 4 inches and there's like 1/5 as many. Same thing with beneficial fungi that helps trees in particular get nutrients that they wouldn't otherwise get. Again, these types of fungi tend to be in the top 4 inches.
These tiny allies formed densely packed communities, which are disrupted when the soil is dug or plowed. That's why Corrick advocates no-till cultivation.
If you dig it and put the upper soil 4, 8, 10 inches down, the bacteria that like the aerobic environment either die or go into suspension, and they have to slowly repopulate back up in the upper horizons. And the same thing if you dig a spade's worth of dirt and turn it over, the bacteria that love the anaerobic environment further down below the surface oxidize and die from too much oxygen.
It's also better for the plant's water intake, he adds.
The surface roots gather more moisture. The roots in the top foot may be responsible for 50% or more of the moisture that's absorbed. But basically, if you take care of the top 6 to 12 inches with an adequate moisture, the plant's going to be very happy. They'll absorb all the nutrients and moisture that they need.
As for soil amendments, Corrick says a modest layer of compost and a few inches of mulch will do the job, but fertilizers are not recommended.
Organic gardening is superior to using inorganic or chemical methods. There's one graph in the book that shows that the beneficial fungi and the beneficial bacteria are 50% reduced by using chemical fertilizers. So it's nice to have that ammunition when somebody says, oh, organic is not going to change things.
All this advice is presented as part of a thoroughly researched, annotated, and indexed volume that the author readily admits is addressed mainly to experienced gardeners.
This book is not necessarily for the beginning reader. I think a beginning gardener would learn a lot from it, but it's a little bit more technical than a lot of generalized gardening books. It's meaty. You got to bite into it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.